Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
Another week, another chance for you to get in for Toys for Boys for the Temptation. That comes up at 8:35 this morning here at the Cue to Call. Be caller 92 when you're in to win, or you can instantly win something out of the toy box. If you're just tuning in, you don't know about this, it really is cool. Go check out 92cityfm.ca for all the details. Have a good weekend, Rena.
Yeah, you?
Yeah, Phil?
It's tremendous.
Tremendous.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know about tremendous. It was good.
Downplaying it already.
I slept past 4 o'clock in the morning twice. That's always a win right there.
Bonus. All right, we'll talk more about that a little bit later on. Plus, if you've been following along with the show, another edition of What Would Howard Do? I thought you'd be more excited than that. Great. That's coming up in a whole lot more. Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Reno. We start now. 92 City FM, World Class Rock, 622. Monday morning. Well, it ended abruptly. Why haven't we fixed that yet? Fire somebody for that, will you, Phil?
Yeah, I like to fire people. I'm in human resources around here.
That's why we gave you the title.
Yeah.
Because you like firing people.
You're gone.
Yeah. It was weird. This guy walked in the other day to pick up a prize. Phil's like, you're fired. Just get out. The guy went home and started collecting EI. It was great.
Mm-hmm. That's how it is. Don't look at me the wrong way. Don't question any of my favorite teams. We're out of here.
Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Good morning.
10 is the high for today. We're at 6 right now, and it's lightly drizzling.
Tell you what, jam-packed show today. Godsmack tickets.
Yep.
Who are they coming with? Seether? No. Just by themselves?
I don't know.
I have a prize sheet over here.
Basically, I'll check it out.
They were coming with Seether, weren't they?
Well, they are.
The reason why we don't know a lot of details on this is because... No, hang on. This is a true story. It was being presented by a different radio station, and ticket sales were garbage. They weren't selling, so they came to us. They went, hey, Real Rock Station, would you guys mind promoting the show a little bit so we don't take a complete loss on this concert?
Right.
So this was kind of dropped on us last minute.
But we don't really play Godsmack. Doesn't matter. We know you guys, we'll move this show a little bit for
can
us.
You so. Just, can you just talk about the show? Well, who's opening? We don't know. We don't
Seether
care.
Seether and Pop Evil.
Seether,
Godsmack, Pop Evil.
Here's what we're doing. 7:30, we're opening up the phone lines, and you have your chance to identify these four songs by Godsmack in the morning mosh pit. Play one more time here. There you go. Four songs in there. 7:30. That's when we open up the phone lines.
How can you tell they're big fans of Metallica growing up, those guys?
Well, actually, I think it's U-I-I-Me are the four words in this.
Yep.
There you go. Playing the pronoun game with Godsmack this morning. 7:30, we open up the phone lines.
Wake up call on 92 City FM.
Kind of a cool commentary, and this is the one that Phil and I had off the air, but we were talking about the Derek Jeter game yesterday in Boston.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any audio from this? I'd love to hear it. Now, Rena, keep in mind, Boston and New York, when it comes...
Oh, am I playing something else here?
I don't know. Somebody is.
Rena, maybe?
I'm on the city website.
Let me start closing things here.
Not me.
Whoa. Wait a sec. There we go. That's better.
Oh, okay.
All right. So you got to understand, Boston and New York, when it comes to their rivalry, Rena, it's on par with Winnipeg and Saskatchewan.
Right.
It's on par.
Right.
And so for this to happen in Boston for Derek Jeter's final game is unheard of.
So they honor him before the game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you got to do. And then he goes and he gets a base hit in his final at-bat ever. Okay? Yeah. Now, I get it. You got to... Not a Derek Jeter, but we hate you, but you got to do that. But this part here blew my mind. Here it comes. Keep doing this until he comes out for the curtain call. Like, in Boston.
In Boston.
Now, that tells you everything you need to know about the man's career.
I had an idea, and I'd like to do this after 9 o'clock maybe, but is it worth calling down to a pub in Boston somewhere to seeing, talking to a fan saying, are you comfortable with everyone at Fenway?
I guarantee you there's a chunk of Boston sports fans, because they're hardcore, that aren't happy that they saluted them that much.
Yeah.
Well, do you think if that happened here, like there was a veteran player leaving Saskatchewan and they were playing here and it was his last time, would we do that? I don't think so.
I really don't think so.
You're right, Rena. There's no way.
Not a chance. That's why it's such a big deal. Anyways, you can go check it out. That video is going to go up at 92CityFM.ca.
I'm putting it up. It's going to be part of the Morningwood, 92CityFM.ca as well.
News, weather, sports is next.
City traffic.
Traffic is for Carlson Truck Outfitters, the industry's toughest bedliner with a lifetime warranty. See the bedliner as tough as your truck at CarlsonTruckOutfitters.com.
But just, Rena, just to take it another, because that's a great question. If I'm thinking back to when Gretzky was playing and the Jets and Oilers like hated each other and Gretzky killed us all the time, if Gretzky played his final game at the Winnipeg Arena, I think Jets fans would...
Oh, look at it this way.
We'll do something similar.
Perfect example is Steven Stamkos when he scored his 50th goal, not last year, the year before, or whatever it was. We sat up there and everyone gave him a standing O for his 50th goal. And then right after that, we started booing him again. So, you know, like fans know when to cheer and
when to
boo. So
yeah.
I think we would have.
Yeah.
New City FM News.
News is for the Easter Seals payday giveaway. Win luxury cars, tropical trips, plus up to $500,000 cash. You can buy two tickets and get one free. Call 988-3333 or visit paydaygiveaway.ca. So the summer driving numbers are in. So from May long weekend to September long weekend, RCMP in Manitoba issued 10,000 tickets for various traffic violations. Almost 500 people were charged with impaired driving this summer. 6,300 tickets were for speeding. RCMP recorded 28 fatal motor vehicle collisions, which resulted in 30 deaths. That's down from 43 in the summer of 2013. Japanese soldiers have found 8 more bodies from a still-erupting volcano. The toxic gas and ash have forced them to suspend the helicopter recovery effort. So far, 31 people have died on the Mount, hopefully I say this right, Katake. The volcano erupted on Saturday while at least 250 people were hiking on the slopes of the volcano when it erupted. Could you imagine how terrifying that would be?
That's why I don't hike. You never know when that's going to happen.
Never leave the house.
You could be at Burns Hill hiking and something like
that. Wow, that's quite a possibility. John Mellencamp is not saying whether he has split up with Meg Ryan or not, only that he's really enjoyed their time together. Mellencamp and Ryan dated for 3 years, and some reports say that they've broken up, and when he was asked if it was over, he said, "Nothing's ever over. Do you ever quit on anything?" Which means she left him. A photo of Meg Ryan took appears on Mellencamp's new album cover, Plain Spoken, which is now out.
That's a good pull for old John.
Yeah.
It's never over.
I hope he yelled it at him.
Nothing's ever over.
Oh, yeah. That'll get her back. Yell in her face. It's never over.
I love you.
Women love that. Yelling in their face.
Isn't that 3 days, the basis of 3 days Grace's career?
That's right. I hate everything about you, but don't leave me.
Okay. So, Rena, I know this is going to seem sporty for a second, but I want you to follow along because it's actually more of a technical sporty thing, okay?
It's more lifey than sporty.
Yeah, because Saturday night, if you were at home or at the stadium watching the game, if you're at the stadium, if you're at IG Field, everything was fine. Everything was good.
Except you would have wondered why the hell there wasn't a review possible on one of the plays.
In the second quarter.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have known that because I was watching at home, and instead of watching the football game, I had to sit there and watch the TSN panel sit there and fumble around. Oh, we're so sorry, but we're so sorry. Like, listen, you have 5 channels.
Yeah.
You are like, look at us, we have 5 channels. Get one channel right. Figure it out. Do we need to take that from you, too? Do we need to take the CFL from you as well?
Maybe. It wasn't TSN's finest hour. They lost the feed of the Bomber game forever. Uh-huh. And then along comes a review, and they can't review it because there's no feed for the game, which would have been an overturned play for the Bombers. And then I'm reading on Twitter, people speculating, well, it's TSN was saying before the game that there's too much metal or steel or some crap at IG Field, and that was affecting their feed. They've done broadcasts at IG Field already?
Yeah, the entire season thus far.
Well, not only that, but it's the 21st century. Why not just plug into the local feed? Like, you know, the one that we see up on the Jumbotron, like, as far as the local team?
Yeah.
Plug into that. But instead, it's like, okay, so it's a minute before the halftime, and so what we're going to do is we're going to take a break, we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about all the stuff you didn't just see.
We're going to talk about Jock Climie and why he's wearing Soul Glow in his hair.
Is it like the last
shining?
Half of the game or the first half of the whole
game? It was the
game?
Second half of the second quarter. So basically, 7-8 minutes of playing time that led right, it was awful. It was awful. Mm-hmm. And for a dad who was sitting there with his 2 kids at home by himself because his mother-in-law and his wife were at a wedding, it was torture. Rena, it was torture.
Yeah, trying to
play with the kids.
That's right.
It's damn awful.
And then, unfortunately, Rena, they did get the feedback, and I had to watch the rest of the Bomber game.
and then score 5 points until late in the third quarter.
Man. Mm. And then, Rena, Willie drove the ball all the way down right to the 3-yard line and then decided to throw to nobody.
Yeah.
Over and over and over until the clock was out.
Well, it was a really sketchy play call on that quarterback draw where he tried to run it in.
Do you remember the first couple games of the season?
When we were awesome?
Everyone was pumped. Yeah. We're going all the way.
When you look at the Bombers, you start to go, you're right. I had them at 17-1.
Yep.
It's pretty clear they're just talent-wise, they're not there. They're just not good enough. They aren't.
As you said off the air, you still like the coaching. You still like Walters.
Definitely.
You still like a few things on either side of the ball, but it just needs to be a little more cohesive.
Hey, when Joe Mack left, it was it was obliterated.
Yeah.
There was nothing. The cupboard was bare. Mm. So you got O'Shea, Walters, and Miller. They got it there's a lot to replenish there.
Yeah.
So you can only do so much, and clearly, Bomber's not there yet. But going in the right direction, Rena. Mm.
That's good.
Is that too sportsy for you?
No.
Okay.
No, that was good.
6:51, we'll take a quick break. News, weather, sports is next.
Video, must-see video, Derek Jeter getting saluted by the Fenway Park faithful.
He said it right. Derek Jeter being saluted by the Fenway, Boston fans. It's crazy. Go check it out, 92cityfm.ca. Coming up in half an hour, we're going to open up the phone lines and give you a chance to win Godsmack tickets if you can identify the 4 songs in this mosh pit. Got to be in order, too. 7:30, we open up the phone lines, name all 4 in order. So I get up yesterday morning, and I'm getting ready to put my bets in, and, I'm watching some countdown, and the wife's kind of just being quiet, and I'm like, hey, everything okay? She's like, no, I've got some bad news. I'm like, what's the matter? She's like, Spike's missing. My 13-year-old Tabby, that I've he's my OG. Out of all the pets, he's the first one out of anyone in the household.
Right.
He's the original. He's the OG.
First animal you bought when you moved from Alberta to Winnipeg to do mornings.
Technically second, because I had another shitty calico that I really didn't like, and I ended
second
up getting
cat.
That second cat. Yeah, second.
Okay. You were single and you had 2 cats. People must have used to wonder about you back in the day.
So I said, what do you mean he's missing? She's like, he's been missing for a day now. And I was like, well, I thought he came in. Now, for those that say, guess what you get for letting your cat out. Listen, I'm not the only person that does this. The cat goes out. I live out in West St. Paul. It's not like it's a dog. It's not like it's like a 300-pound dog. It's a little cat. It runs around with other neighborhood cats. And
sometimes whatever. When you open the door, a cat gets out. It's tough. And I know Spike. He wants out all the time.
So I have one of those cats that's an indoor-outdoor cat. Mm-hmm. And I have to deal with it. So he's usually pretty good.
In the city, you're not really supposed to.
No.
It becomes a big problem, especially out in Wolseley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of pussy running around. Sorry, I had to get that in there. It was an obvious joke. So I kind of in one of those moments where I'm like, well, he usually comes to a whistle. So I go outside and I whistle and he doesn't come. And then the wife and the kid, they get their rain stuff on and they're going around the neighborhood looking for him. And, after a while, it's probably like, okay, well, he's probably got into a scrap with the wrong raccoon or he probably got hit by a car or something. And I'm kind of bummed out. I've had this cat for 12 years. 12 years I've had this cat. Mm-hmm. I'm super, super bummed. And I'm kind of thinking about Austin Powers. Remember when Dr. Evil was like, mini me, I don't know if anything, what I'd do if anything happened to you.
Right.
Well, I'd probably be inconsolable for 5 minutes, then I'd get a new one. So I was kind of thinking about in the grand scheme of things, it's a cat. But he had it 12 years. And then the little son of a bitch shows up last night. Shows up at the door, scratching at the door, let me in. I, as mad as I was happy.
You jumped the gun on your announcement. I love that you texted me. Well, it was cute. You texted me and you're like, oh, listen, it is sad when you lose a pet. I get
sure
that.
Sure it is.
And then, but an hour later, so the cat came back.
False alarm.
I got the same text. You wrote that cat off fast.
Well, no.
Cat's been missing for 20 minutes. He's dead.
30, he was gone.
Call off the search.
He was gone for 36 hours.
Okay, well, yeah.
And for a cat, usually, that's more than long enough.
Sure, but it was still funny.
It was funny.
Dead, gone, no chance.
Thanks for the sympathy.
Well, at least he's okay.
He's fine. 7:10, your chance at Godsmack tickets coming up. And don't forget, 8:30, Toys for Boys for the Temptation. 92 City FM World Class Rock. 7:19 Monday morning. Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rena. Oh, Rena.
What?
Coming up here in about 10 minutes.
Sure. Yep.
It's our stone cold lock of the century of the week.
Things are about to get sportsy.
Mm-hmm.
The people plot their days around the stone cold lock of the week.
I doubt it. 10 is the high for today. We're at 5 right now.
Chance for you to win some gift certs from Boston Pizza. And then right after that, we have a chance for you to win. Just win all morning long, unlike the Bombers. A chance for you to win Godsmack tickets. 780 City, CITI 2484, right after 7:30, if you can identify these four songs in order in the morning mosh pit. A little easy this morning. We'll make it a little bit harder tomorrow morning. But for the meantime... There you go.
I just want to start yelling those songs out, and then I realize this is a contest, and I gotta shut my mouth.
Yeah, don't help people out.
Okay.
So, Rena, a little earlier we played What Would Howard Do, our latest edition of What Would Howard Do, Howard Manshine, and hopefully we'll get another one of those in before the end of the show here. But how was your weekend? Because I know you stopped in, you hung out with Howard a little bit during a show on Friday.
Yeah, Howard pulls you in. Me and Kyle went for sushi down at Osborne, and then we were walking to the car, and I had to pee or whatever, so we stopped
this
by
your
here.
Dude, Kyle.
Yes, sorry. Yeah. And
the fact that you're dating a half Asian guy, did he suggest the sushi or did you? I'm just curious.
We were going to the Wild Planet T-shirt store and the record store on the corner there. Mm-hmm. So then we were just kind of walking around and picked sushi. It was him, yeah. It's his Asian descent. Anyway, we popped down here, and I just stopped to see Howard for a little bit, say hi and stuff, and. Howard, he just pulls you in like with these intense questions. Like, he's like, okay, so the Headstones in 2002 sell about 250 tickets in a 500 seat venue, you know? Then they come to Winnipeg 2014. Why do they sell out in 5 minutes? Why do you think that is? I'm like, I don't know, Howard. Like, who do you think is the greatest singer in the history of the world?
And
I'm like,
I
don't know, Howard. Is there a wrong answer?
No, there is.
Write down every show that you want to see that's coming to Winnipeg, and I'm taking you. I'm like, okay.
They're
Did we
rhetorical.
Just become best friends?
Yep. They're all rhetorical. He knows the answers before he asks.
Well, he knows the answer. Like, just tell me, Howard. Yeah. Like, I'm going to say the wrong thing. I'm sorry.
Well, the thing is, there is a wrong answer. There's always a wrong answer, but he's testing you to see. He's a music elitist.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's testing hard.
Sure he is.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, and good for him. He's at an age where he's not going to talk to you unless he feels you have the intelligence level that he's looking
for
a conversation.
So, yeah. If he doesn't talk to you the next time he sees you, that means you failed.
He made me give him my phone number. He's like, I'm going to call you and ask you about some things later, like music-wise. I'm like, okay.
I've had him hunt me down in the hallways, and he hands me a magazine. He's like, sit down, read this. I'm coming back in 5 minutes, and we're going to talk about it. I'm like, damn, I got to study for, like, cramming for a pop quiz.
Professor
yeah.
H.
You just feel like you need to. You just want to impress Howard. You don't want to let him down.
I just let him talk. I'm not going to bother trying to give him my musical opinion. It's like, H, just inform me, man.
Mm,
as
so
I said,
awesome.
As I've said before, that guy has forgotten more about music than I'll ever know.
Sick.
And
sick.
If you missed it, here is the latest edition of What Would Howard Do?
What would Howard do? What would Howard do?
Another H moment in history. In this episode, Howard buys a used car.
Well, hello there, sir. Welcome to Big Ed's Dildos and Used Cars.
Looking for one of our used cars, I'm guessing, eh?
Sir, if I was looking for cars, I would be searching catalog number 7211 in the Atco Library, 1979. Gary Newman, classic new wave.
Well, I'm not sure if I have anything that vintage. Maybe you'd like one of our newer cars?
A newer cars would be 1999, Fear Factory, Roadrunner label. I believe they called it obsolete.
Sir, is there another group of cars I could show you?
Rick Ocasek, Greg Hawks, Elliot Easton, David Robinson, those were the cars.
Well, if cars aren't your thing, maybe we can get you into a big truck. We got a great nickel for a dime deal going on our trucks right now.
I would agree that Monster Truck had a silver side up sound from Nickelback on their debut record. Was hoping for something closer to Clutch and the raw production they had. Wonderful stuff.
We have trucks in manual transmission, if you prefer that.
Transmission released June 23rd, 1997 from the Tea Party.
We have coffee inside.
How's the sound system?
On the coffee?
Inside the dealership.
Let's go inside and have a listen, shall we?
I brought my MP3 player with me. I have a few things I'd like to play for you while we're in there. Have you ever heard of a band from Winnipeg called the Guess Who?
Another H moment in history.
What would Howard do?
City traffic.
Traffic is for Barley Brothers, proud sponsor of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Come watch live games and enjoy promotions and specials. Barley Brothers, 655 Empress.
By the way, has Howard heard these things that we're doing for him?
I don't think so.
On him? You haven't commented.
It's just his style not to say anything.
It's true.
We've done a lot of H on this show. I've never heard a peep from him about it.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Don't think he cares. It's got nothing to do with music. He doesn't care.
92 City FM World Class Rock, 7:36 Monday morning. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Good morning.
10 is the high for today. Mix of sun and cloud, 5 degrees right now.
In 1 hour, another chance at Toys for Boys 4, The Temptation, $40,000 in prizes. That complete list of pictures of everything at 92cityfm.ca.
All right, here we go. Godsmack tickets right now. Identify the 4 songs in order in the Morning Mosh Pit. Do that and you got tickets to the show. Simple. It's pretty easy this morning, too. You got the list there, Rena?
You got to be a fan, though. And that's the thing. Yeah. Right? You know, I can just know this. Hi, City.
Oh, I can't think of it. Sorry.
Good eggs.
Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Is it Whatever, Straight Out of Line, I Stand Alone, and Keep Away?
Ooh, there was one mix up in there.
No good. You got to get morning. All 4. Go. No. Go.
Awake, I Stand Alone. Forget the rest.
780 City, 780 2484. You want to fire that again? Sure. Maybe we'll.
Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hey, it's me again.
Okay, shoot.
Awake, Whatever, I Stand Alone, and Keep Away.
Booyah. Yeah. Got it.
Very good.
Well done.
Very nice. You have completed the Morning Mosh Pit. What is your name?
Dale.
Dale, all right, hang on the line. Dale, you got Godsmack tickets, and they're here with Seether and Pop Evil.
Yep.
There you go. That's going to be a hell of a show, by the way. Where are they? Convention Center?
No, MTS Center,
come on,
buddy.
Really?
What's the date for that?
I actually saw Godsmack at the Convention Center.
I remember. I was at that show, and the only thing that disappointed...
The beer gardens.
Never mind the beer garden. The sound was just... reverb in there was awful, and so I'm glad they're actually in a spot where you're going to be able to hear them.
The date is
October 3rd.
Oh,
that's coming out right away.
Wow. Jeez, that's a Friday night, too. That's going to be a hell of a night. Okay, so Dale, hang on the line. We'll grab some tickets for you. Grab some details from you. More tickets to give away tomorrow morning and Wednesday. Keep it locked here on 92 City FM. 7:30. The Scoop's coming up in 5.
And action. The Scoop with Rena J.
Brought to you by
Enns Brothers.
Trade in and trade up.
That's right. They accept trades.
Straight up and on consignment.
Details at EnnsBrothers.com.
The fun starts here.
We'll start with opening movies at the box office this weekend. Denzel Washington did it.
That's Equalizer.
Came in number 1, making $35 million. This is actually...
You were a producer on that one, weren't you, Phil?
I was. Yeah. I got a credit if you watch really closely at the end.
Very cool.
It's the third best in his career. Third best opening he's ever had in his career. He actually turns 60 in December.
I would bet, I don't know if you have it in front of you, but I would bet it like Hurricane and Training Day were ahead of the maybe the other two that were bigger than those. Anyway, great to see Equalize the box office.
Yeah, The Maze Runner dropped to 2nd, and then the opener, The Box Trolls, which is an animated family movie, opened in 3rd, which I'm surprised the family and kid movies usually come out on top
because
they can hit a big wider
audience.
Honestly,
this one wasn't promoted as much as they normally are. Like, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, it was every second commercial before it opened.
I've seen commercials for it, I guess just not as often. And
you'd
think it would do okay because it's almost Halloween and it seems like kind of a Halloween-y cartoon.
I think The Equalizer paid the people who made that movie a visit. Said, don't advertise.
Guardians of the Galaxy is still making money. $319 million they're up to.
So the details have been released about Malcolm Young, who had to officially leave AC/DC on his, but it was an undisclosed illness for a really long time. His wife has actually come out saying that he has dementia. She says that you can leave a room and come back 5 minutes later and he'll have no idea who you are. He has a complete loss of his short-term memory, completely gone, so he has forgotten how to play.
Yeah, that's so really
that's
sad.
Why he's out of the band.
That's too bad.
Yeah, really sad. Travis Barker is
Blink-182 drummer.
Yeah, sorry. He's doing he's mashing up with Family Guy, I guess. He's teamed up with Seth MacFarlane, and he's going to be designing all the Family Guy merch that gets released this year.
Wow.
Which is weird. I guess he's an artist on the side, and he's going to be doing, he kind of makes them, look, cool hipster, that modern kind of look to, do you know what I mean?
So we're going
to
see Stewie Griffin with tattoos all the way
up
his neck?
Yeah, kind of like that kind of look. That's how they're... Anyway, did you watch the new Family Guy yesterday, by the way?
Got it on the PVR Live.
The Simpsons, right?
It's a crossover with The Simpsons. If you haven't seen it yet, watch it.
Oh, it's good?
It's very weird.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
It's extremely weird to watch.
It was a sportsy night for NFL fans. We had a football game on, so we had the PVR.
Right, sorry. Yeah. And finally, George Clooney has finally tied the knot. The man who said he would never, ever get married, he married some environmental lawyer or something, some kind of lawyer or something, a human rights lawyer, maybe that's what her name is. Her name is Amal.
From here on in, we will call her Pantsuit. George Clooney and his wife, Pantsuit.
Human rights lawyer married, or an environmental lawyer or something.
They got married in Italy on the weekend, and, you know, there was a huge crowd of celebrities. But the interesting thing about it is how they tried to keep everything secret and all the security plans that got let out. So when guests got their invitation for Clooney's wedding, they also got a note with a list of rules. On the list of rules, it said, leave your cell phone in your hotel room. If you think you may need your phone, then bring it, but you will have to leave it at the front entrance. All guests will be provided with their own phone with a code, which serves as a ticket to enter. So he bought a bunch of cell phones for everybody who was coming, and everyone got a phone as sort of their ticket to get into the venue to the wedding. All the guests receive a camera. The phone that they have has a camera on it.
Like
they're not allowed to bring
do.
Not allowed to bring their own cameras or their own phones. Here's the catch. Every camera has a code that allows George's people to access the photos on the phone. So if any of the photos get leaked to the press or get sold to TMZ, they will know exactly which phone and which guest sold it. They all had to sign like a contract when they came in, so Clooney can sue them if they sell these pictures to make money off of it, because they will be able to trace where everything came from.
So it's basically like watermarking your wedding.
Yeah,
exactly.
What it is. Not the first celeb to do something like this. There's another scoop story about a wedding where they bans. They have to kind of, if they want to keep their wedding sort of private and not let it be whored out, then they kind of have to do stuff like this. Yeah. You know?
That's a scoop.
92 City FM, world-class rock, 8:05, Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. Rena, I think this year for Halloween, I'm going to dress up as a scarecrow, sit on a chair in the front, and just scare little kids when they come and get candy. I think I'm finally going to do it this year. I've been wanting to do it for years.
My amazing boyfriend built me a coffin this weekend.
Wow. I made my own
coffin. So romantic.
So you're going to rise out of the coffin on Halloween when little kids come?
No, I'm making a dead body to crawl out of it.
Oh.
We're working on it. I've got a few of the body parts already, but we're still building.
So it's going to move? The dead body's going to move?
No, it's going to look like it's crawling out, and then we're just making all of our decorations
it's
ourselves.
A lot of little, like really little kids that come. That's the only thing about scaring people.
Yeah, well, as long as their parents are there, it's okay.
I would love to scare, like, if you're 15, you got a beard, and you're still going out for Halloween, those are the dicks I want to scare.
Right.
Yeah.
By the way, Raina reminds me of one of my dad's classic jokes. You want to hear a classic dad joke?
Oh, no.
I didn't get your mother anything for your birthday this year. Well, why not, Dad? Well, she didn't use what I got her last year. Well, what'd you get her last year? A tombstone.
Oh.
Ba-dum-t.
Your dad and mom, what a romantic couple. Oh, wow. Now we know where you get it from.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, let's do this.
Now, the Bone Phone.
Brought to you by MTS Connect with the Samsung Galaxy S5. 5.1-inch full HD screen and 0.3-second autofocus. Stops time in its tracks for that perfect shot on the MTS 4G LTE wireless network.
All right, the Bone Phone. There was a time in the history of this show where we didn't play calls where people were like, hey, we love the show. We just felt like that was tacky. Mm. And then eventually, I don't know if it was one of our bosses, because we play a lot of, we like to play the hate calls.
Sure.
They're fun.
Yeah.
But one of our bosses along the way said, you should play some of the, you know, people who call up and say they like the show. They deserve to be heard, too. So,
we
play them once in a while.
I've never been excited about radio. Always listen to, like, you know, and downloads and whatnot. But, like, now that I drive a lot in a truck and stuff, like, you guys are just, I don't know how anyone could have listened to anything else, but keep it up. I hope you guys are on until you die.
Well, that's nice to hear, guys, compared to this kind of stuff.
Yeah, this message for Wheeler. Wheeler, you're a piece of shit.
Which we also get quite a bit of.
That's it's hard
it's
to
like
believe.
A mixture, you know.
That's one of your relatives, which is the best part.
Exactly.
Okay, Keniston. People don't like Keniston.
Matt, who are the morons that decided to close Waverly at the perimeter on a Friday without any real media attention to
Waverly,
it?
Waverly, sorry.
Traffic backed up longer than the washroom line at a Jets game, and I've just gone through about 15 roundabouts in this new development, which, by the way, looks pretty nice. But this is brutal.
It was Waverly. There was a call in there about Keniston, too. But we don't like Waverly either, I guess. Bombers. Everybody mad about the Bomber game. It wasn't the greatest game.
Wasn't a game.
It was just a big cluster, you know what, because there was a TSN coverage was horrible.
Oh, my God.
Bombers only had 5 points, like, late in the third quarter.
Yeah, I'm just calling to complain about the f***ing Bomber game, and that was the worst non-call on the fumble from the Hamilton receiver that I've ever seen in my life.
Oh,
and second of all, who the f*** runs the ball on first and three on the 3-yard line to win the game. That's just f***ing ridiculous. Fire the offensive coordinator and have a good day.
By the way, that hit Sherman made?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wow. Like, that guy has to have broken ribs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they crushed him. And perfectly legal. It was awesome. Loved it.
It's too bad our offense can't do anything, though.
No. Sherman, a former U of M Bison, too.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Teague Sherman.
Yep.
Okay, fantasy football, we talk a lot about it on this show. Sure, we've got an inter-office league here.
Okay, yeah, my bone to pick is this fantasy football projections. I'm screwed because of it. You project me that I was going to get 100 points or more or whatever. Guy's going to lose. He's all his players are on buys. He kicked my ass. And, like, I'm choked, man. Like, how'd you guys do? What'd you guys have? I had garbage like Crabtree. Did nothing. Crabtree. What a name.
You leave Crabtree alone, okay? He's on my 49ers.
Hashtag fantasy football props. I beat the wheels off of Christian Marner. I'd like to throw him under the bus right now. 135-76.
Oh, Marner.
It was boring.
We're going to push you down to our secondary league, Marner. I had Green Bay Packers in one of my pools, so I did really well. Packers put up some points yesterday.
And Reno won for not even playing.
She doesn't play fantasy football.
No.
Okay, cat food. I didn't know this about cat food, but I guess there are fat cats out there, so it kind of makes sense.
My girlfriend buys cat treats for the cat. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then I actually go to give the cat some treats. And on the package it says under 2 calories. Like, what? We got Garfields hanging around here? 2-calorie cat treats? Like, what the hell? Are these for the vegans? You know, I mean, is that crazy or is that not crazy?
My cat
two-calorie cat treats.
My cat actually demands gluten-free treats, so that's just the way it is.
Spits out the low-cal cat food.
Right, yeah.
But the cats, because they laze around so much, they can get overweight, and then you have to give them, you have to put them on diets. Okay, someone not happy with our Freedom Friday selection. One in particular.
Just a question on Freedom Fridays. When did you guys start taking requests from China?
Hey, man. We played, we'll take requests from anyway. We've actually got a really cool version of Freedom Friday coming up this Christmas that you guys are going to love.
We do?
Yeah, we do.
We do?
Yeah.
That's news to us.
Yeah. Yep. Trust me, you're going to love this.
Okay, good. That's it.
All right.
Got a bone to pick? Now, Sticks Up. Brought to you by PNP Games. Your source for everything video games.
Morning, Lee.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
I'm great. I can't believe they gave him a standing ovation. That's crazy.
That's
in
awesome.
Boston.
Yeah,
no more.
I can't believe that.
It was one thing to salute him and cheer for him, but then the Derek Jeter. That surprised me.
Yeah. That was a little classy.
Yeah. I've gone to a Boston Red Sox Yankees game in New York, and I can't see that happening. That is very classy. Good for them.
I can't see Yankees fans doing that for, you know, like Big Papi. I just couldn't see it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, they threw down the gauntlet now. Yeah. The Yankee fans are going to have to.
They're gonna have to.
Video games!
Yay!
Hey! So tomorrow we have two major video games. Shadows of Mordor. Yeah, Lord of the Rings.
I saw the trailer for this, and part of me was excited, and the other part of me was like, why would you screw with it?
I don't know if this game's on anybody's radar, but it's been scoring great. Like, there's no embargo on the reviews, so they've been coming out since Friday, and it's like 9.5s, 10 out of 10.
Wow. So what do you do? Can I be Gandalf?
You're not, actually. Oh. You're a new character, of course.
You're a Hobbit.
It takes place in between the Hobbit and Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
You're cruising around Middle Earth. There's something called the Nemesis System. If an enemy defeats you, or you defeat an enemy, he remembers you.
Okay.
It's on the PS4 and Xbox One. To start, PS3 and 360 come in November 18th with a few less features, of course. It's happening. You got to move
if
to the
game
next
comes gen. Out where yeah. I can be Gandalf, let me know.
Yep.
You shall not pass.
There was a game called Lord of the Rings Conquest a long time ago on PS3 that you could totally play as Gandalf.
Oh. You don't want to be Smeagol?
Yep.
Well, I would. Yeah. They should give you let you be any of the characters. That'd be neat.
I think Lego Lord of the Rings might be more your speed. I think that offers you all that. So that's out tomorrow.
Honestly, Phil, I think you're like one step away from cosplay, man. I really think
you're. What's cosplay?
Exactly.
What is that, guys?
Means you get to
be in on that.
Means you get to play dress up.
Started.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I see.
Forza 2. 200 cars available. We're going to Italy this time. Three times the size of the map before is a Horizon, the first one. It's going to be on Xbox One and 360. So if you like the car racing, that's a really good one. The first one was really well received. So, yeah. And then Smash Brothers on Friday.
That's
of course, having a midnight launch at all three locations, 915 McLeod, 2609 Portage, and 160 Meadowood. And that's, of course, Smash Brothers for the 3DS. It's going to be good. We got a certificate there. We'll give a copy.
Yeah, we got it in here. 780 City, 780 2484.
Yeah, we got a fancy Peter Pan on the front, as you called him last week.
Well, that's Link, right?
That's Link from Legend of Zelda. Yeah,
is Pikachu still in the game,
Pikachu's
though?
Pikachu's definitely still in the game.
Good.
Representing.
That was my favorite.
Pokemon. There's also going to be new additions, like the Duck Hunt dog is in there. Like,
cool.
From the,
weird.
From the game. Yeah, he uses ducks to attack, because why wouldn't he? a lot of cool stuff in there. That's coming out Friday. It's really, really hyped and anticipated, so I can't wait.
Very nice. 780 City CITI 2484. First caller through will get this copy of Smash Brothers. Is that what we're doing?
Caller 9. We'll give the caller 9.
Very nice. There you go. Lee, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Toys for Boys 4.
The Temptations.
Are we about halfway through? I think we're about halfway through.
I'll go with yes. I mean, I don't, you know.
As far as qualifying seems right.
Yeah. Because I think our last qualifier will be by October 30th. It's a Friday. So.
Yeah. No. Okay. So there you go. Officially halfway through. So if you need to get in, start paying attention. 8:35, 4:40 with Shadow and Nancy, and then in the evening with H. All right? Listen for the cue to call or sign up to be an all-access VIP member at 92cityfm.ca. Been through 86 calls off the air. That makes you 87.
88. Sorry.
Okay.
Good morning. You're 89.
Hi, you're 90.
Good morning, 91. So close.
Hey, what color do you think you are?
Probably 87.
No, you're 92.
92?
Yeah.
Have a better attitude.
Okay.
It is Monday.
Step one, you're caller 92. Step two, trying to figure out if you want to get in for that $40,000 grand prize draw that we're throwing down at Ems Brothers, or you can look to see what's in the toy box. Last week, we gave away an all-inclusive trip to Cayo Coco, Cuba.
I know, but you also gave away, like, lint.
Yeah.
Yep. Some valid people are concern. Into that.
What should I do, Alistair?
Husband.
Yeah, Alistair.
No, Alistair is my coworker.
All right.
Hi, Alistair.
Alistair knows best.
Hi, Alistair. Okay, I think I'm going to go for the big prize.
All right.
Okay,
you're in.
Good choice.
We still got to find out what's in the toy box. Are you comfortable with that?
I'm comfortable.
Okay, here we go.
An autographed Winnipeg Blue Bombers Milt Stegall poster.
That would have been okay.
Frame that up.
I didn't hear what it was.
Oh, it was a Milt Stegall autograph poster.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's cool. But
no, you can't change your mind now.
I can't change my mind now. I want to go for the big grand prize.
All right, good for you. Hang on the line. We'll grab some details. You're officially in to win $40,000 in prizing. Go check it out and sign up to be an all-access VIP member, 92cityfm.ca.
Now, stories we missed on 92 City FM. World class rock.
I threw out this little nugget this morning, and Phil, you said it reminded you of the plot from Mississippi Burning, I think is what you said it was. But
that's like, pretty much the exact plot.
Well, essentially, the CIA had hired mafia guys to use quote unquote illegal interrogation methods to interrogate members of the KKK to find two missing women, and it worked. Like, we're probably talking like pliers pulling out fingernails, like some really messed up stuff, but they were like, hey, we're at wit's end with you guys. You guys are being a-holes. We need to find these girls. We're bringing in the big dog. So they actually hired the mafia to come in and interrogate these guys.
And these were civil rights workers that were killed somewhere in the South?
Two civil rights workers that were taken out by members of the KKK, and they tortured them until they gave the location.
Well, this would have been...
So screw you, Amnesty International.
Mississippi Burning, which had Willem Dafoe and Gene Hackman in it. It was a tremendous movie. Yeah. And it was about three civil rights workers that went missing, presumed dead. And these cops, they go into Mississippi right around the time when there was a lot of tension with blacks and whites and try to uncover what happened to these three dudes. They wound up being dead. Mm. But that was that whole movie. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Great movie. This is something that you'll like for sure, Wheeler. Two Florida women hope that by selling a pinup calendar featuring naked female farmers and strategically placed fruit, they can raise enough money for a down payment on some new land. This 10-speed Greens Urban Farm, the company's owners are currently farmless. The landlord on their previous farm wanted to build homes there instead, so the ladies and their friends decided to strip down tastefully and rally folks to donate to their cause. It's basically women and fruit. Like, there you go, Wheels. You can take a peek. I'll post this up at the 92 City FM Facebook page.
I wouldn't mind squeezing them udders.
Yeah.
All right.
Those strawberries don't cover much, do they?
Nope.
I got two things. First, I just want to give a shout out to Cam and Katie McMahon. I got a text from Cam that said, well, I didn't get my T-Rex, but I did get my second boy. Duncan was born last week, 8 pounds, 4 ounces. So I wanted to say congrats. And secondly,
why wouldn't you have named him Rex then? Should have totally named him Rex.
Oh, I like the name Rex for a person, not a dog. You know, it seems like a dog name.
If you name him like Tyrone, Rex, whatever the last name is, T-Rex. Boom. Done.
Your next kid. T-Rex.
Tell your wife. I'm not having any more kids for that.
The state of Kansas is holding a sex toy auction. The state is, because they're trying to recoup some of the taxes that they were after they were stiffed by an erotic entrepreneur. So they seized thousands and thousands of sex toys from a company that owes the government over $160,000 in back taxes. So they raided the place and took all the merchandise, which happened to be all, you know, like handcuffs and dildos and that kind of thing. So now the state of Kansas is having a massive sex toy sale to try and make some of the money back that they were owed in taxes.
Hmm.
So you can buy a dildo from the state, which is weird.
As long as it's not a used sex toy.
Well, no,
sale.
They're brand new. Okay. It's all brand new stuff.
Right. Yeah, you don't buy stuff at a garage sale.
No.
That was like a buddy of mine in college. He goes, hey, we should all split and get one of those pulsating vaginas. I'm like, and who's going to use it first?
Split it?
Yeah, like, no. Like, you want one of those.
Friends with the person.
But I go first.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's it.
All right. Any calls coming in here?
No.
All right. 921 now. 92 City FM World Class Rock. It's AC/DC. Have a drink on me. 932. My name's Dave Wheeler, Phil Aubrey, Rena J. We're known as Wheeler in the Morning. Philly and Rena, good morning.
10 is the high for today. We're at 5 right now.
Just entering the armchair assassin for a Monday morning. Lots about the Bombers in there, obviously, and sort of a trademark moment. Not a trademark moment, but a moment where we can go, ah, that's who the Bombers are this year when you lose to Hamilton at home. And some stuff about fantasy football. They're great. And 92 City FM to check out the Armchair Assassin, my blog, every Monday.
Hello. Good morning, Jackie.
Hi.
How are you?
Great.
Good. You? Jackie, you're always so smiley. You always remind me of Will Ferrell from Elf, where he's like, smiling's my favorite.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't look like Will Ferrell. I'm just saying, you smile so much.
He works in the service industry.
What?
Is this a short joke?
Not a why would it be a short joke?
Ferrell's tall.
No, is it because I said Elf?
Elf, I get it, but Will Ferrell's tall.
Do you like compliments?
Do you like okay, maple syrup? Because didn't Elf love syrup?
Candy syrup.
Lollipops.
You like
yeah,
candy?
Whatever.
Yeah,
who doesn't like candy? Yeah. Silly question.
Some people don't eat candy. Wheeler doesn't eat sweets.
I don't eat candy. It's true. I don't like sweets.
You've eaten nerds before.
My wife is sweet enough.
Oh, jeez.
Brownie points when I get home. All right, 780 City, CITI 2484. Let's grab somebody on the phone here. We play Philly versus a Hooters girl. Get certificate up for grabs. Who's going to win, Philly or Hooters girl?
I'm going to say I believe in you, Philly.
Okay,
someone's going with Aubrey. You're a brave soul, you are.
All right, here we go. First question, Phil, where were buffalo wings invented?
Buffalo.
Buffalo,
New York.
There you go. Very nice. One for one.
Where else is there another buffalo? I don't know.
I just in case.
Buffalo, Newfoundland.
Never know. Another grapefruit, hey?
No. All right, Jackie. What is the name of the NFL team based in Buffalo?
You got this.
Rangers.
No. I don't know.
I actually thought Buffalo Wings was a trick question. I thought there's no way it could be Buffalo Wings could have been made in Buffalo.
Yeah, I know, but that's actually where they're from, believe it or not. Okay, the Buffalo Bills is what we were looking for. Buffalo Bills. Yeah. Phil, what's the difference between a buffalo and a bison?
Buffalo and a bison. One's a French word and one's an English word.
Actually,
I didn't know there was a difference.
We don't actually have buffaloes in North America. We have bison. People call them buffaloes, but they're called bisons. Buffalo, or actually, Rena knows this. She's nodding her head. They're actually in Asia and Africa.
The only reason I know this is because my Asian boyfriend corrects me every time I say, look, buffalo. He's like, they're actually bison. Buffalo, really.
All right. Well, see, that's why I like this segment. I learn something every time we do it.
All right, Jackie, in the movie Dances with Wolves, what did the local natives call buffaloes?
I have no idea.
Nothing. We're looking for Tatanka.
Tatanka's.
Tatanka, yeah.
Great movie.
You remember that? The Kevin Costner's, he's the...
Yeah.
He's putting horns up and they're like, oh, Tatanka. You don't remember that part? It's a great part of the movie.
Okay. They did it again years
later.
That's
too bad you don't speak Cree, you know?
They did it again years later. What was that? It was called the Blue People.
James Cameron. Avatar.
Avatar.
Yeah. And Pocahontas. There's a bunch of different versions of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Phil, what is Jackie's favorite flavor of wings at Hooters?
Have you told us this
before? She has said it before.
You look like you're a spicy number. I'm going to go with hot wings.
No.
Honey garlic, right?
It's actually sweet chili.
Sweet chili.
Oh, you both are wrong.
Damn it.
Both are wrong. All right, finally. Okay, Kevin Costner, along with starring in Dances with Wolves, also played in the movie Without Land. What was it called?
You know I don't watch movies. You purposely did this.
Waterworld. Waterworld is what we were looking for this morning. So
really Phil, bad movie, too.
Philly, you went 1-for-3. She went 0-for-3, which means Philly wins, which means the listener on the phone, you win.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. Hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. Gift certificate from Hooters. Jackie, thank you as always.
Thanks, Jackie.
All right. See you next week. Bye.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.